I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I remember a few years ago, my oldest son wanted to assemble and cook a turducken, which was a turkey that is stuffed with a duck that is stuffed with a chicken. He wanted to celebrate the holidays big time, and he pulled it off. It seems so American, trying to cram as much meat as you possibly can for the feast, especially if it is held at Thanksgiving. Isn't that revealing? For a few holidays, we focus on thankfulness, Thanksgiving. Some of us believe it is watching football and eating pumpkin pie. Others believe it's time for family to gather long enough to tolerate the distant relative who drives you crazy and short enough that you don't have to see them for another year. Some believe it is a time to reflect on what truly is important: family, friends, and being thankful. Being thankful is expressing gratitude, feeling appreciative for the people and blessings one has. For the Christian, it should be a time of giving thanks to God for all that He has done, for who He is, and praising Him for the blessings He has given. The challenge to myself, and maybe to you as you hear this, is why do we have to wait once or twice a year to express thanks? Why can't we express gratitude every day? The Bible tells us that it is God's desire for us to do so. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 states, "Whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus." It is God's will, His desire, part of His plan for you and I to be people who are always thankful, grateful, appreciative for all He has done. What has God done? Moses told the people, "He is the one you should praise. He is your God. He has done great and amazing things for you. You have seen them with your own eyes." Deuteronomy 10:21. This was after God had delivered them from the slavery from Egypt. They had traveled to worship God. Moses went up to the mountain and gave them His commandments. As Moses came down, he heard the nation of Israel worshiping a golden calf. The people of God sinned. Moses dashed the stone tablets, and not only was he angry, but God was grieved and furious. Moses went back up the mountain, Deuteronomy chapter 9, and interceded on behalf of Israel for God to spare them and show mercy because of who God is. God did so, and Moses carved out the commandments on two new stone tablets and came back down the mountain. He tells the nation of Israel, "This is what God desires of you." Now, Israelites, listen. What does the Lord your God really want from you? The Lord your God wants you to respect Him and do what He says. He wants you to love Him and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So obey the laws and commands of the Lord that I am giving you today. These laws and commands are for your own good. Everything belongs to the Lord your God. The heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to Him. The earth and everything on it belongs to Him. Stop being stubborn. Give your hearts to God. The Lord is your God. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He is the great God. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 17. I believe God still desires all people everywhere to not only respect Him and obey Him, but He desires mankind to love Him and serve Him with all their heart and soul. He wants mankind to enter into a vibrant, living relationship with God by giving their heart to God. Have you given your heart to God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? If so, blessings abound for you. You have been saved, redeemed, forgiven of sin, given the gift of eternal life, adopted as sons and daughters of God Most High, filled with His Spirit, given the mind of Christ. You can say no to sin and temptation through Christ's strength. You are a citizen of heaven. You anticipate the return of Jesus Christ with joy. You are serving the Lord for His glory and honor. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is evident in your life. This and much more should cause you to give thanks to the Lord for what He has done. For He is good. His love is everlasting, and God delights to bless His people. As the psalmist wrote, "Enjoy the Lord, and He will give what your heart asks." Psalm 37, for? Why not try giving thanks each and every day? Why not start every morning in prayer to the Lord, a prayer of thankfulness for the many blessings God has given you? Instead of trying to cram thankfulness in one day, you may discover a spirit of joy and gratitude every day. Others will notice the change. May thankfulness abound in your life so that you may give praise to God. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.